While summer is the season of fun in the sun, it may bring few body image issues or insecurities. This is the time we need to be more kind to our body with some positive affirmations and keep ourselves tuned with some motivating quotes, inspirational books and good podcasts. Welcome back, listeners, on your favorite podcast, Love Yourself First. I'm your host Megal Adi, and I'm here today with few simple tips which you can try to embrace your body and prioritize self-love this summer. We usually become our harshest critics when it comes to ourselves. We need to be kind to self and stop speaking things about self which we might never ever speak to anybody else. While diets are essential during summer, focus on what more can be added to your plate. Choose nourishing seasonal foods like berries, mixed greens, cucumbers, tomatoes, and green beans. Keeping hydrated is the mantra, and you may know more about this in my previous episode. Drinking ample water will also help avoid bloating caused by sugary beverages or cocktails. Living a healthier lifestyle is more essential, and hence, instead of running after weight loss or getting thin, we may shift the focus on having a healthier mind, body, and soul. It's easier to pick apart things you all don't like about our bodies. However, you may shift your focus to your strengths. What do you love about yourself and your body? How would you channelize your energies towards building that? You may also keep away from the weighing scales and go by your feels. Are you happy, energized, and treating your body with love? Do your clothes fit comfortably? These are small wins you may focus on. While working on developing more self-love for your body, be mindful of the media you consume, including the social media. Stop comparing yourselves with those glossy reels you see on Instagram, as they might just be a highlight reel of someone's life and not the entire story. You may choose to unfollow those people or pages which make you feel bad about yourself and replace them with people who make you feel inspired and not unworthy. Summer is much more than just food and body image. Focus on activities that bring you joy rather than focusing on your looks in a bathing suit. Enjoy those seasonal activities like swimming, or grab your summer pants and shorts and spend an hour or two at the beach. Choose exercises that make you feel good. Be it some walks along the beach, or some yoga with nature, or simply outdoor bike rides. If you miss a workout once a while, let it go and move on with your day schedules. Do not let the burden of not working out ruin your to-do list. Those struggling with peace of mind or seeking solitude may simply choose some meditation, which may be a wonderful way to unplug and slow down while reducing feelings of anxiety and boosting self-confidence. My take: best way to show your body some love is by communicating this to yourself. Spend some time to relax your mind and then take out your journal or some paper to write a letter to yourself. For all those struggling to get started, ponder about what you appreciate the most about self and what makes you unique. Try to acknowledge all that your body does for you. This letter is for your own reference, so try and avoid being judgmental about any of those thoughts which cross your mind for yourself. Thank you, listeners, for tuning into the show. Do reach me out if you wish to know more about any part of this podcast or share your experiences and feedbacks. We value them a lot. You may now listen to all our episodes, including the latest one, on our pod page. Links available in description. Be generous to drop a review and rating for the podcast or the episodes you liked. This is Megha Ladi signing off for now and will be with you shortly. Till then, goodbye and have a wonderful weekend.